As part of Oregon's federal waiver application, the new report cards focus on growth and student outcomes. Aside from overall performance ratings, the report cards compare schools to similar population and income demographics. Oregon Department of Education Communications Director Crystal Green says that provides a different perspective as to how a school is performing.
Because a school who may have higher poverty, higher student mobility, higher percent of students who are English language learners may not have as high of test scores. They may have more students coming in at a lower level, but if they're able to show a lot of progress, they're going to get rewarded. That's going to show up on their report card.
One of the goals of the redesign process was to make the report cards more user-friendly. Oregon has not updated their report cards since they were first introduced in 2000. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.